It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. $2 billion. That's how much money is needed just to maintain current state spending levels with modest increases, according to a new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. And that's $2 billion we don't have yet. What do you think the state needs to do here? What do you think this means for Governor-elect Evers and the Republican-controlled legislature? What questions do you have about state spending? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Ideas@WPR.org is the email address. You can also tweet us at WPR Mornings. Jason Stein is research director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Jason, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Thank you, John. Good to be here.
The Wisconsin Policy Forum report shows the state needs more than $2 billion of additional revenue in order to balance the next state budget. Why is that?
Well, let's go through it. And again, we're making a series of assumptions here. So this number could go up or down depending on the assumptions that you make. And so first off, there's about $500 million that you need to keep existing Medicaid programs going. There's there's more than $800 million in just commitments that are written into state law that take effect in the next budget under current law. And then you can look at what is left for other programs such as prisons and education. And, you know, the one area where these assumptions do include a pretty healthy increase is for K-12 education, because we wrote it that way because both candidates for governor had talked about increasing the state's commitment to funding education to 2/3.
Okay, so we're not just talking about maintaining the status quo. We're also talking about increasing funding for education. I get that. What questions did you ask in order to put together your report? What data did you use?
We looked at, again, what commitments are already written into state law in terms of spending or tax cuts. We looked at what would it cost to keep Medicaid health programs for the needy going at current levels. We looked at, again, what would it cost to give K-12 schools the same increase they saw in the current budget, and then 1% a year increases for every other program, and that ranges from prisons to UW.
What about increased funding for state and local roads and other infrastructure?
That we did not include because we were looking at the state's main account, which is called its general fund. And those get paid for out of the road fund, the transportation fund. So that we did not include anything extra. It is true that at times some money has been transferred from the general fund to the transportation fund and vice versa over the years. And we didn't include any transfers either way.
What is the state's biggest expense?
K-12 education, so aid to local schools. Second biggest expense is Medicaid, and Medicaid in particular has been growing, you know, very quickly, almost at double digits, you know, in recent years. And again, you see, you know, in the next budget, the expectation being that it would be about $500 million to keep Medicaid going at current costs. K-12 education, you know, lawmakers and the next governor can decide how much they want from, you know, no increase to a large increase.
Of course, the promise that was made when local units of government accepted the property tax limitations going back to the Thompson administration in the 90s was that 2/3 of state school spending would be paid for out of general revenue. And so that's a target which has often been missed. Both gubernatorial candidates promised to make sure that the schools were getting the money they need. Now it looks like that's going to be a little bit of a problem. Jason Stein is the research director of the Wisconsin Policy Forum. He's with us to talk about these issues. Jason, your report comes in just days after the election. What do we know about what Governor-elect Tony Evers wants from the next state budget?
Well, he's talked about a $1.4 billion increase in schools for school funding. We did not include an increase at that level. We included a $620 million increase, which was what was in the current budget. You know, Governor-elect Evers has talked about wanting to take expanded federal funding for Medicaid. That would help to, you know, balance the budget on one hand. On the other hand, lawmakers have said that control of the Senate and Assembly have said that they, want to stick with their current approach, which is to not take that money, so that, you know, that doesn't necessarily get resolved easily.
Okay, so what options then are on the table if the Republicans, and it's hard to imagine a Republican legislator saying yes to any kind of a tax increase, although some were open to increases of some sort of revenue to pay for state highways. But what options are on the table? Is this a problem we can cut our way out of?
Well, so there's a couple things. I mean, number one, what we're seeing right there is how much new revenues would need to be taken in taxes and fees. And, you know, as long as the economy keeps expanding, that there will be added money through that means. So, you know, typically the state takes in about, since 2012, about 2.9% more a year in taxes and fees. And that's even after a series of tax cuts. So, you know, you'd get somewhat more than that without tax cuts, probably. If you were, you know, again, going along the averages that we've had in recent years, we've calculated that for the kind of assumptions that we talked about, you'd need 3.8% revenue growth in the first year and 5.3%, I believe, in the second. So it's that first year you're pretty close. It's that second year where things would be more distant.
Jason, it really seems like we've had this conversation just about every 2 years for the entire time that I've been guest hosting on this program, going back, longer ago than I'd like to think. Wisconsin has consistently had this problem. Why is this?
Well, you know, I mean, I think a couple of the challenges are, for one, Medicaid, which is our second biggest expense, is growing very, very quickly. And so, you know, when you have some of your programs that are growing more quickly than your tax revenues, then you're always put in a position where you have to prioritize. And that is, you know, that is the work of elected officials to try and do that. You know, I should say that this is by no means the most challenging budget we've had. You know, the budgets, you know, for instance, in 2009 and 2011, both were much more challenging than this. The point that we're just making in putting this information out there is to try and, you know, help the public get a sense of what the challenges are and what the priorities might need to be in terms of that process as elected officials try and sort out what they do.
You just gave us some projected revenue forecasts for the next 4 years or so. What happens to the state budget if the economy takes a sudden turn for the worse?
Right, and that's the reality is that none of us know what is going to happen with the economy, and so that is why we really did not present ourselves or are not trying to present ourselves as giving actual forecasts. I mean, what we're saying is this is what has happened in the past, but, you know, what has happened in the past is not any guide for what will happen in the future, because, you know, sometimes there's continuity and sometimes there's not, and that's what we don't know. And I think that's one of the reasons why you try to budget as carefully as you can, because there are going to be surprises.
Let's take a quick call from Eric, who joins us from Madison. Eric, good morning.
Good morning. I have an idea. You could raise the minimum wage to $15 or $18 an hour for employees at multinational corporations like Walmart, the fast food industry, corporations that are making hundreds of millions of dollars. Raise the minimum wage for them, and the state will generate more money in income tax revenue.
All right, Eric, how do wages factor into the state's tax revenue?
Well, so again, I'll set aside that caller's proposal, and that's something that, you know, elected officials can debate. Obviously, the income tax is the state's single largest source of revenue, along with the property tax, the two sort of big taxes at the state and local level, and then the sales tax is number three. So, you know, certainly what happens to people's wages over the next 2 years will have a big impact on, you know, what it's what the challenges are or the opportunities are in the state budget.
And, of course, the state of Wisconsin is, by its own constitution, not allowed to actually have a deficit. So we have to pay as we go. This is going to make for a very interesting legislative season. The governor proposes the budget, but then the legislature has to take it over. What are you looking for as we go forward here, Jason?
Well, I mean, I guess the question will be, because you have divided government, the governor will propose a budget, and I think it's probably safe to say that the legislature will end up passing a budget that will be quite a bit different than what the governor originally proposed. And I guess the question is, will the governor, who has a very powerful partial veto pen, will he be able to make some partial vetoes and feel that the budget is something that he can sign with those vetoes? Or, you know, will it be something that, you know, we get a budget vetoed in its entirety, which would be, you know, uncharted territory.
So, in other words, it's all going to come down to who's blinking first. Jason Stein is Research Director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Thank you for joining us, Jason. Next up on the morning show, we continue to look at what voter turnout looked like in Wisconsin. I'm John Munson. You're listening to the Ideas Network.